local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we are back for hour two on this Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now. Typically with Joe and Austin, but this entire week and this upcoming Monday, it's going to be with Steve and Austin. Speaking of which, Steve, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing terrifically. Friday.
Yes, yeah. How could we be doing bad on this lovely day?
Of course.
I will say I have asked you how you're doing probably about 17 times this week, so hopefully.
Are you counting?
Yes, my odds of you being not in a great mood between now and the end of the evening, I would assume are low, so fingers crossed that we don't get a shocker late this week.
But of course, there's Monday.
Oh, yes, there's always Monday. Yeah, I'll ask you how you're doing then, and we'll really see a change of pace. 5:13 here, getting into our top three stories right away. The first presidential debate of 2024 made waves across the country last night, and obviously the biggest talking point was Biden stumbling at times during the night. And it was bad enough that it reportedly sparked concerns amongst Democratic politicians over his age and ability to take on Donald Trump later this year. Meanwhile, Trump seemed to try and deflect his actions during the attack on the U.S. Capitol, ignored some questions, dismissed accusations that he had an affair with Stormy Daniels, you know, the usual stuff.
Right.
I don't know. It was a problematic debate, Steve. Obviously, Trump, you know, yeah, sure, people take issue with his falsehoods, you know, whatever lies he told and all this stuff. But we expected that. We expect that in a political debate, especially one this fueled. But man, when it comes to Biden, I mean,
it was a pretty rough start for him in the debate. Kind of smoothed out toward the middle and toward the end, but the first part was kind of hard to watch.
Yeah, I know. I mean, as I mentioned last hour, I was the one that was here in the studio broadcasting it, and I had it on this TV up here, and I was covering my mouth. I was shocked.
But here's an odd fact about that. I thought that this was going to be an extremely well-watched event because of the buildup, but it was watched by less than 50 million people, which is 20 million fewer than the amount who watched the first debate back in 2020 between the same two guys. And that's according to Nielsen Media Research. For CNN, though, they said it was the highest-rated program they've ever aired, but still, a drop of 20 million people for what I thought was going to be the most-watched debate probably in debate history? That's interesting.
I think it was because a lot of people, first of all, neither of these candidates are liked. We've seen them debate before.
Yeah.
But two, it's a matter of we know how it was going to go. As I said, the biggest question was how would Biden cognitively hold himself up? And it started out at least not very well.
No.
But the thing is, it's like we expected that to be a talking point from a mile away. We knew that Trump was going to take the shots he did. We knew Biden was going to do the same on his end. It's like, so I think it was just predictable for a lot of people, and they don't really care to see it because a lot of their minds are made up anyway.
Right.
But I don't know. Yeah, nonetheless, just a very hectic debate last night.
Well, Monday's going to be a very fateful day.
Yes.
The Supreme Court is likely to decide on former President Trump's immunity case on Monday. After the release of a handful of decisions today, Chief Justice John Roberts announced that Monday is going to be the last day of the term. And Trump's lawyers have been arguing that Trump is immune from prosecution for his alleged crimes committed while in office. The case was centered around those federal charges, which accused Trump of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. So Monday is going to be a day.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be touching on that a bit more.
On Monday, especially.
Yes, and the U.S. is removing the humanitarian pier to Gaza due to the expected bad weather. NBC News reports that the USC military, I've been watching too much football, Steve. The U.S. military has only delivered aid through the pier on 17 of the last 40 days, and the vast majority of the aid has not reached the needy population. The $220 million pier was built to bring aid to civilians suffering in the Israel-Hamas war.
And that was, you know, the intentions were good.
Yeah.
The problem is building a pier out into the Mediterranean Sea is kind of like building a floating pier out into the Gulf of Mexico. You can have calm days where everything works, but then you have stormy days, and they've had to disassemble it because of storms. And so it's not exactly worked out the way they thought.
Oh, no, that sounds like it would be a pain for sure. Just past 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we did have an accident report if you were traveling westbound from the Mary Esther area approaching Hurlburt Field. We still have that in effect. There's a lot of backups going on still. Then it's going to be the usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Maybe a little bit on North Davis Highway if you're passing I-10 approaching Olive Road. And then it's going to be Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how's the weather?
It looks pretty nice right now. Mostly sunny, a few clouds. But we do expect the possibility of a shower or two tonight. Low about 83. Tomorrow and Sunday, mostly sunny. But we do expect a slight chance of showers tomorrow, a bigger chance on Sunday, high about 90 both days. But we do have something in the tropics right now. A tropical depression is way out in the Atlantic, about halfway between the islands and Africa. But it does have a 100% chance of developing into a hurricane, probably by Sunday or Monday. And, of course, we will keep our eyes on it. Right now it's 88 in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. We'll knock out a few local headlines here, starting with Governor Ron DeSantis. He's promoting road improvements as part of the $14 billion Moving Florida Forward program. He says the state hasn't gotten its fair share of infrastructure funding under the Biden administration, and that it's because the president refuses to accept the strings attached with funding. The Florida Department of Transportation has opened a website denouncing the Biden infrastructure plan at roadsarenotforpolitics.com. Very straightforward there. The White House says that the plan has sent more than $7 billion to Florida for road improvements.
Well, a third suspect's been arrested for last Monday's drive-by shooting and pursuit in Escambia County that ended with a jump off the Highway 90 bridge. You remember that? Well, 19-year-old Terrence Lovell Gross Jr. was taken into custody yesterday in Laredo, Texas, by the Webb County Sheriff's Office there. He's being extradited back to Escambia County.
We've been every day searching that area. We've also been basically looking around elsewhere to see if he may have escaped the perimeter. Law enforcement partners were able to arrest him in Laredo, Texas. He was in a truck with his father heading down Mexico Way.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, he says 19-year-old Jacaris Etheridge was initially arrested, and 22-year-old Trayvon Moten died in the fall, and the third suspect, Gross Jr., got away. Well, Etheridge remains in the Escambia County Jail on no bond. He's charged with murder and Moten's death, attempted murder, weapons offense, and fleeing and eluding.
My goodness. And an illegal immigrant from Guatemala accused of sexual battery on an underage girl in Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office announced yesterday that 24-year-old Jose Chan was arrested Wednesday. The alleged victim is 14 years old, and she claims the incident happened over a year ago at her home. ICE has been notified.
Well, good. A bicyclist has died after a crash in Santa Rosa County. That happened last night on State Road 87 near Hopewell Road. The Florida Highway Patrol says a J-man was riding when he was struck by a vehicle headed in the opposite direction that was driven by an Alabama woman. He was thrown from his bicycle and then hit by a second vehicle, which was driven by a Georgia woman. The man died at the scene of the crash, and Florida Highway Patrol is still investigating that accident.
And lastly here, very quick, a motorcyclist died in a crash in Okaloosa County this morning. It happened on State Road 85. The Florida Highway Patrol says the biker veered off the road and hit a sign going under a curve. The accident remains under investigation. 5:20 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, state and national news, or maybe we'll just carry on with local and state because we got a lot to get into in national. Either way, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest vanilla cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. So we still got some very heavy backups. This is going to be on Navarre Parkway. If you're coming from the Mary Esther area, approaching Hurlburt Field, so that's if you're traveling westbound towards Hurlburt, we've still got some very heavy backups there because of an accident reported last hour. Outside of that, it's just the usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10 and northbound towards 9 Mile. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And a little bit on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Steve, how about that weather, my friend?
Actually, right now, it's beautiful. Just looking out the window, the trees are blowing in the breeze, the sky is blue, a few puffy clouds. Perfect weather. But we do expect the possibility of a shower later on this evening. Low about 83 tomorrow and Sunday. Some sunshine, a few clouds maybe. A slight chance of a shower tomorrow, bigger chance on Sunday. High about 90. And right now it's 88 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I like the start of that weather segment. You know, it very Bob Ross of you to give the to give those, you know, gentle, yes, puffy clouds, very nice trees blowing. Yeah, that was great, man.
Thank you.
Getting on to some state headlines here. A judge will hear arguments later this year in a legal challenge over a plan to drill for oil in a rural portion of the panhandle. The Apalachicola Riverkeeper is fighting a draft permit approved by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection about 2 months ago. The permit would allow a Louisiana-based company to drill in an unincorporated portion of Calhoun County. The challenge claims that the project would threaten the Apalachicola River, which runs from northern Georgia into Alabama and ends in the Sunshine State. Meanwhile, the state agency says that safeguards will be put in place during the project. A hearing is scheduled to take place in Tallahassee in December.
That's a big argument around Florida about whether to drill or not. Looks like a man was hurt after Central Florida police say he tried to board a plane while armed with a gun. Authorities say the suspect drove up to a security gate and attempted to enter the Melbourne-Orlando International Airport because he wanted to get on one of the flights earlier this morning. Well, officers went up to the man's car. That was located just outside of the facility, and some shots were fired. The law enforcement officials involved are on paid administrative leave, while the Florida Department of Law Enforcement Agency investigates.
My goodness. Let's see. Florida airports preparing for the start of the 4th of July travel season tomorrow. AAA is expecting nearly 4.5 million residents to drive or fly for the upcoming holiday between Saturday and Sunday, July 7th. Tampa International Airport is already seeing a 4% uptick in summer travel compared to last year. And in South Florida, Miami International posted on X earlier today saying that there is limited parking in its garages for weekend passengers. During the busy 9-day period, travelers are urged to arrive early and check with their airline before heading to the airport.
I was just looking at the spaghetti models for that tropical depression that's out in the Atlantic right now.
Really?
And yes, it looks like maybe it's something to keep in mind because it's heading toward the islands and then under Cuba, according to the long-range prognosis. And it's forecasted to be a hurricane maybe by Sunday. So, yeah, this is the first one we really have to look at. And it looks like a Northeast Florida utility company say they are ready to respond if a hurricane makes landfall there. JEA, which is in the Jacksonville area, has a new fully stocked warehouse in Jacksonville's west side. That facility is able to hold about $7 million worth of storm supplies that are meant to help restore power during an event of an emergency. The process started early last year as a way to deal with the ongoing supply chain issue. The utility says it has enough resources to help other power companies if a disaster strikes.
All righty. Real quick look at some national headlines here. The Supreme Court is ruling that cities can issue citations to homeless people for sleeping in public spaces. Oh. The High Court, in a 6-3 ruling, said that homelessness is not a status protected by the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, even when there's no access to indoor shelter for homeless people. The justices sided with the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, which had asked the court to review previous rulings blocking the enforcement of a public camping ordinance.
Well, President Biden's acknowledging that he doesn't speak in debate as well as he used to. He used a campaign rally in Raleigh, North Carolina today to address his debate performance that prompted some Democrats to call for him to drop out of the presidential race. After his admission, he added that he knows how to tell the truth and has confidence he can do the job for another 4 years. The president again said his political rival, you know who, Donald Trump, and he says he's a liar and a threat to the nation and democracy.
Oh, my goodness. And an Iowa law that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected will go into effect. The Iowa State Supreme Court is upholding a 2023 law that was put on hold by an Iowa judge days after it was passed. In most cases, the electrical impulse of a heartbeat can be heard by a doctor as early as 6 weeks. Right as I finished that statement, we hit 5:30 on the nose.
Bingo.
Yes, and the music is already starting to fade in. I will say we have a few other pressing national headlines to get into, so we will when we return from the Fox News break. And that's going to be followed by, you know, our typical routine sports headlines, health, business, and science, so on and so forth. But right now it's time for Fox News, followed by Your Money Now and the CBS Sports Minute. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm John Saucier. President Joe Biden criticizing his opponent's performance from last night's CNN presidential debate during a campaign rally earlier today in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Donald Trump's the first president I've heard of that stood up there running for president, having been one term, saying America's a failing nation. Where the hell does he think he is?
Well, some members of the Democratic Party sounded the alarm after the president's debate performance last night, questioning whether he should remain as their nominee. As for the former president, Donald Trump, he was also back on the campaign trail, rallying his supporters in Chesapeake, Virginia.
As every American saw firsthand last night, this election is a choice between strength and weakness, competence and incompetence, peace and prosperity, or war or no war. They like a war. They love wars. You know, they love killing people. It's so wonderful.
President Biden won in Virginia in 2020. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A measure of prices that's watched by the Federal Reserve seems to show inflation pressures in the U.S. economy are continuing to ease. Today's Commerce Department report shows that consumer prices were flat from April to May, producing the mildest performance in more than 4 years. Comparing the same period last year, prices rose 2.6% last month. So-called core inflation rose 0.1% from April to May. Boeing officials had already confirmed this week they're building a manufacturing site for combat aircraft, part of the company's $1.8 billion expansion project at its St. Louis County complex. However, recent comments from military officials point to new uncertainty into an Air Force program the company is reportedly pursuing. U.S. stocks finished today's session lower. NASDAQ Composite fell the most at 126 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Big Machine Records and Petty Country, a country celebration of Tom Petty. The inevitable happened yesterday when the Lakers took Bronny with the 55th pick. It's cool that a father and son will be on the same team, but it also shows LeBron's top priority isn't winning a championship anymore. And if King James was actually serious about winning a fifth championship, he would have got the best of both worlds and forced the Sixers to draft Bronny and then take his talents to Philly to play with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. I'm Zach Gelb.
Petty Country, a country music celebration of Tom Petty, bringing the top talent in country and Americana music together to create a 20-song tribute to Petty's dynamic musical legacy, including Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Dierks Bentley, George Strait, Carly Pierce, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Lainey Wilson, Winona, and more. Petty Country, out now, sponsored by Big Machine Records.
4th of July appliance savings are happening now at the Home Depot. Save up to $2,400 on select kitchen packages from brands like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Get the LG French door refrigerator with Kraft Ice to keep your summer cool. Or upgrade to the LG Smart Top Load Washer with AI that selects optimal wash motions and settings. Get up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid June 19th through July 10th, U.S. only. See store online for details. America's most reliable line of appliances per independent study.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's the history of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
I had no reason to play this song other than I just really like the drum beat that started it. I really like that song. All right. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. So if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway in the Mary Esther area, this is if you're going to be approaching Hurlburt Field. We had an accident there that's causing some pretty heavy backup still, but hopefully the worst of it is over. We'll keep an eye on it nonetheless, though, of course. Outside of that, it's just typical congestion in the usual areas. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile or southbound on Pine Forest coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10, we've got some pretty heavy backups both ways there. And we had some issues on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But just about all the congestion in both of those areas has seemingly cleared out. So there's some good news for you. Steve, how's the weather?
It looks really nice right now for a Friday afternoon heading the Friday evening. Lots of sunshine, blue skies, and we'd like it to stay that way through the weekend. But we do expect a few showers maybe tonight, later on, maybe towards morning, about 83 degrees for the low. Tomorrow and Sunday, some sunshine, some clouds. A slight chance of a shower tomorrow, a bigger chance on Sunday. High about 90 both days. Right now it's 88 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulfbreeze, and 88 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Just a couple more quick national headlines here. So, of course, we touched on the situation regarding Biden and how he held up in the election.
In the debate.
Yeah, in the debate. The election, that's later. In the debate, how he held up in that last night. And we do have some Democratic politicians, of course, speaking out, giving their thoughts. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Secretary of Education Pete Buttigieg. He's brushing off concerns about President Biden's fitness following last night's presidential debate. While he acknowledged the president's lackluster performance, Buttigieg said he wouldn't support an effort to replace Biden as the Democratic nominee. And we have his actual words on this, correct?
Right.
Joe Biden is our candidate and our president because he is the best person to lead this country forward.
And that's basically what he said. A lot of the Democratic hierarchy is defending President Biden after last night's actions. Of course, we will see what happens as time goes on. Basically, Buttigieg is contrasting Biden's actions with President Trump, claiming the former president left the country with chaos, destruction, and a lot of economic problems. The transportation secretary says the election is ultimately about the lives of Americans and how they'd be affected by a second Biden term.
Yeah, look, okay, the differences in policy, right? If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. This is common sense. The difference in policy is one thing, right? Some people are Republican, some people are Democrat, some are in the middle, whatever.
Right.
But to say that Biden is the best person, like Biden in particular, is the best person to lead the country, that is objectively false. I think, that just giving my opinion on it that no one asked for, I think this is just a matter of Pete kind of being in denial about the whole Biden situation, because I do think there's a fear associated with pulling Biden out and throwing someone else in last minute. I mean, and there should be fear about that.
Well, if you want to go back in history, back in 67, President Johnson made his famous, "I shall not seek, nor will I accept the nomination of my party for as to be your president," speech after he realized that he was not going to win because of the situation in Vietnam. When Walter Cronkite came back from Vietnam and said, "We're basically not winning the war," he said, "If I lost, Cronkite, I've lost America." And he decided it was not going to be a very good thing for him to continue to run. So, of course, then we had other Democrats jump in to run for president back then in 68. And this is similar. I think the Democratic Party has they're kind of on the fence trying to figure out, okay, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Now, because a big impression last night was made to a lot of people who may have been on the fence about maybe I'll vote for Trump or vote for Biden. And, how do you make up the lackluster start of that debate last night and then tell people, this guy is great. It'll be good for my wish would have been that both Republicans and the Democrats would have had younger candidates. I mean, I'm 76 years old and I know the issues of being old. Yes. Trying to find the words and hesitating. And you have a picture in your mind of what you want to say, but you can't quite get it out like you used to when you were younger.
Yeah, you get slower. And it's okay.
And I remember when JFK came along. I mean, we had Eisenhower, who was pretty much like Biden, much older guy. And then along came JFK in 60. And it was basically
the
young guy,
cool,
bigger,
president.
And energy. And there was this big upwelling of the soaring 60s. The first few years of the 60s were great. And then, unfortunately, things kind of went south, toward the end of the 60s with the counterculture and all of that.
Yeah.
But we need, I think, between both parties, younger people to run for office.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, and the thing is, like, history proves that, I mean, these guys are the two oldest ever. I mean, like it proves that this is definitely the minority of what we typically look for in a president. So I don't know, whatever. Nonetheless, it looks like it's what we've got.
I mean, somebody from your age, I think, ought to look at. These guys are old.
All right, hold on. We have gotten far off topic here. My bad. Moving on to some sports headlines here very quickly before traffic and weather. Marlins and Phillies already got underway. You can catch that game on ESPN Plus. That started just about 20 minutes ago. Marlins and Phillies in the bottom of the second, tied at zero. We're also going to have some games coming up later on, Rays versus Nationals at 5:50 and then Braves versus Pirates at 6:20. Once those games get cooking, we'll give score updates on those as well.
Good.
We also got an NFL headline here. We've been talking a lot about the Sunday ticket controversy, and the NFL's having to foot quite a bill for it now. The league has been ordered to pay $4.7 billion in damages.
With a B,
yes,
billion.
To the residential class and $96 million in damages to the commercial class, million with an M, for violating antitrust laws and distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on a premium subscription service. Since damages can be tripled under federal antitrust laws, ESPN reports that the NFL could ultimately be liable for $14.39 billion.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's a lot of money.
Even by the NFL standard.
Well, speaking of big money, the Toronto Raptors are continuing to make some big money moves, keeping guard Emmanuel Quickley with a five-year, $175 million deal. This news comes soon after the report of the Raptors forward Scotty Barnes signing a rookie extension guaranteeing him a measly $225 million. That's officially the richest contract in franchise history.
Yeah, that's. I mean, as a Raptors fan, I can say that is wild.
Yeah.
The Dallas Mavericks are trading Tim Hardaway Jr. and 3 second-round picks to the Detroit Pistons for Quentin Grimes. That's per ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
Mm-hmm.
Hardaway had a limited impact in the Mavericks' recent finals appearance, but managed to score 15 points over just 12 minutes in Game 4, which, of course, was the only game in the series that they won. So, hey, through it all, he made his impact.
Well, the WNBA doubleheader is on ION, the Atlanta Dream at Connecticut Sun. That starts at 6:30. They're basically at 14-3. They have the second best record in the league, sitting just half a game behind the New York Liberty. That'll be followed by the LA Sparks and the Phoenix Mercury at 9 tonight. And at 4-13, the Sparks are tied with the Dallas Wings for the second worst record, and they've lost their last 8 road games.
So could very well be a ninth road loss there.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So right before we get into health, business, and science, it's 5:45, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. And we're getting to that point to where there's not a lot going on the roads here because we're crossing that invisible line of a lot of people, you know, getting closer to home for work and all that. We still have some backups if you're traveling westbound coming from the Mariester area approaching Hurlburt Field on Navarre Parkway or Highway 98. If you are in that area, it is still pretty heavily backed up, but it does look like the worst is perhaps over. Outside of that, it's just going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. And lastly, North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards Olive Road. We got a little bit of backups there still. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, a few showers are possible this evening, despite the way it looks outside right now. Lots of sunshine. Low tonight, about 83. Tomorrow and Sunday should be mostly sunny. Some clouds, slight chance of showers tomorrow. Bigger chance on Sunday, high about 90. And looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, yes, it's totally non-rainy over Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, but we do have a clump of showers offshore. It looks like off of Orange Beach, and they're sort of drifting in our direction, so we may get some rain later on after all. Right now it's 88 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 in Milton, and that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. A few quick health, business, and science notes here. The FCC looking to make it easier for consumers to unlock their cell phones. The agency unveiled a proposal Thursday, which is in regards to when customers are looking to switch providers and they have to have their current phone unlocked. The new rule would require those companies to free up devices within 60 days of activation. Currently, there is no timetable for providers to do so. If approved, the FCC says it would ease headaches for consumers trying to switch plans and bump up competition in the marketplace. An open meeting on the proposal is set for next month.
Well, consumer sentiment dipped slightly in June, as many Americans worry about high prices. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month fell less than a point from May. The survey noted that while consumers felt confident that inflation will continue to ease, many expressed concern about the impact of high prices and the weakening incomes on their personal finances. According to the survey's chief economist, those trends offset the outlook for lower interest rates in the year ahead.
And inflation is down to its lowest annual rate in more than 3 years.
Which is good.
Yeah, very good.
Yay.
The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose by 0.1% for the month and was up 2.6% from a year ago. The year-over-year number is down 0.2% from its April level.
Well, some sad news in Alabama. Boeing is starting a wave of layoffs. The State Department of Commerce has confirmed plans by Boeing to lay off workers at the Huntsville Aviation Facility. The aeronautical company plans to let go of about 128 employees starting today. Boeing's the prime contractor for the design, development, and testing for NASA's core stage rocket engines for the Artemis moon mission. It cites delays as the reason for the planned layoffs, but I don't know if there's any contribution to the layoffs from the issues they're having with the 737 and also with their spacecraft that's now docked at the space station. Because they've had issues up there, and the astronauts were supposed to go up for basically about a week. They're still up there, and it's been about 5 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Boeing, I cannot think of a company as big as them that has had this many problems in such a short amount of time, half a year. I mean,
and they used to be really good at things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, no, they're a giant. They're good at what they do, but that's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of things going wrong, whether it be when it comes to what's going on inside with the workers and stuff, or what's going on with these malfunctions and delays and whatever. Yeah, I don't know if it's all on just plan, or I don't know if it's all on delays, but nonetheless, these planned layoffs is just a runoff of all that. Lastly here, very quickly, COVID is on the rise in the U.S. as new variants power a summer surge.
Not good.
Yeah, according to the CDC, infections are growing in at least 38 states, and they're especially high in the western and southern U.S. The summer spike has become a seasonal pattern, and the FDA endorsed a plan earlier this month to update the COVID vaccines to be more effective against new variants.
Just like the flu.
Yes, absolutely. Just about 550 here. Actually, 550 on the nose. Look at us. We are on it, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
We're really cooking today. 550 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, pop culture notes followed by wacky stories and some good news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 5:53 here. Where we left off, we were about to get into some pop culture notes, and I see no reason why we can't press on with that now.
Let's do it.
Yeah, starting with A Quiet Place Day One. It's getting off to a loud start at the box office, ironically.
Oh, yeah?
The third installment in the franchise made $6.8 million from Thursday previews yesterday. It's expected to make between $40 and $50 million in its first weekend in theaters. And also new this week is Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 1. That's projected to make between $10 and $15 million in its debut against an unfortunate $100 million budget.
They got to make up some money on that one.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of making money, Inside Out 2 continues to rake in the cash at the box office around the world. The Pixar sequel has made over $863 million globally since its release. That has now passed 2015's Inside Out, the first movie, which had a total haul of $859 million worldwide. Inside Out 2 is now the 19th highest grossing animated film in history at the global box office and is set to become the first film to cross the $1 billion mark this year. Domestically, the film has earned over $411 million, securing its spot as the 9th highest grossing animated film ever in North America.
Yeah,
apparently it must be pretty good.
That is, yeah, that's unbelievable. I think I saw the original years ago, and it was decent. And you know, they talk about it's like a coming of age thing, and a lot of people obviously can relate to that. And,
oh yeah.
So I don't doubt for a moment that it's really booming. Let's see, Elton John auctioning off hundreds of items from his personal wardrobe.
I'll take his glasses.
Yeah, especially at the price that we're seeing here. The Rocket Man resale auction begins June 27th. It's going to last 10 days. He put his clothing up on eBay with bids starting at just $26.
Really?
With all the proceeds going directly to the Elton John AIDS Foundation. And in a press release, he said that he's giving new life to the cherished items from his wardrobe that have always been special to him. Items up for grabs include Gucci jackets, Versace robes, historic concert t-shirts, hats, and more. So no specific mentioning of glasses, but Steve, that would be pretty cool.
Or those shoes he used to wear, those high platform shoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That, very telling of the times.
Yeah, of course, that. Yeah. Well, new court documents reveal that Michael Jackson was, this is interesting and pretty surprising, he was more than $500 million in debt when he died. Petition filed in Los Angeles Superior Court by the executors of his estate showed the extent of the King of Pop's debt. The filing also said Jackson's estate was left financially liable for $40 million to the tour promoter AEG. Jackson died shortly before a planned 50-show residency in London, and Wednesday marked 15 years since the music icon died of an accidental drug overdose at his L.A. home. I mean, it's surprising that this guy, with his music and his albums and everything that would basically suggest that he was rolling in the money, was in debt more than $500 million.
I mean, I know, you know, he had Neverland Ranch and all that.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's a lot of work that goes into that. The house and real estate itself is just unbelievable.
The theme park he had there.
Yeah. And he, you know, just all the, he had very like lavish stuff in his house. I mean, it was a mansion in every sense of the word.
But still, so, you got to spend a lot of money. Yeah. $500 million in debt.
Well, and you also have to consider he had a lot of, he had an extensive medical history as well. So that probably, you know,
added to
caused
it.
A lot. Let's see. Last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound towards I-10. Still having some pretty severe issues. And now we have another accident report. This is if you are traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field on Navarre Parkway. It's basically in front of the Waffle House if you're traveling about halfway towards the Windhaven Beach area. Very, very heavy backups from an accident report there. Outside of that major spot, though, there's not too much going on. Steve, how's the weather?
It looks beautiful right now. Lots of sunshine, a few puffy clouds. But the News Radio ThreatNet radar shows a shower off of, looks like, Orange Beach area, or just off the coast, but it looks like it's heading toward Pensacola Beach. We'll see if it holds together for that. But we do expect showers maybe tonight. That might be it. Low about 83 tomorrow and Sunday, mostly sunny. But we do have a chance of showers tomorrow and a bigger chance on Sunday, high about 90. Right now, 88 in Pensacola. It's 87 in Gulf Breeze and 87 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. As we got our final few minutes here for this hour, we'll get into some wacky and weird stories. PGA star Bryson DeChambeau, if you even remotely care about golf, I'm sure you've heard of him.
Of course.
He's offering to host a golfing match between Presidents Biden and Trump. He posted on X, let's settle this whole handicap debate because, of course, you know, what else are two presidents going to talk about at a debate?
Golf.
Yeah, other than their golf handicap. Biden and Trump argued over the topic, of course, on CNN, both claiming to have a better one. DeChambeau has golfed with Trump in the past, so he's kind of got, you know, he's kind of got some skin in the game here. He kind of knows what's going on.
Well, a former Duke star's fall to the second round of the 2024 NBA draft may be due to his relationship with his girlfriend, 20-year-old Kyle Filipowski was selected by the Utah Jazz after all 30 NBA teams unexpectedly passed on him during the first round. An ESPN reporter claimed the NBA teams were concerned about the age gap between Filipowski and his 26-year-old girlfriend, as well as his alleged estranged relationship with his family. The reporter added that there were no questions about his character, though.
Yeah, man, when it comes to that whole thing, first of all, age gap, I mean, he's in his 20s.
Yeah,
she's 26. That's not a big deal to me.
Yeah, it's no big deal. No.
However, the estranged relationship with his family, especially if his girlfriend or some other force has played a role in that, I mean, you don't want, you want someone, you want to know they're committed to the team. Sure, they can have a family life and all that. No one's saying they can't.
Yeah.
But you want them locked in, available, yada, yada, yada. If he's going to put his family on the back burner, whether it be for this girlfriend or anything else, that is a bit questionable.
And estranged relationships with family members could be very distracting.
Yeah. I mean, that in itself, yes, is not just a symptom or a sign, but yes, that is also a very concerning thing. So no, I mean, I get it. And then we've got a quick good news story here. A woman was walking her dog in Ohio, just outside of Cleveland, when she came across a hotel where an unconscious mother was laying outside with her child still attached to the umbilical cord.
Wow.
She ended up cutting the cord, reviving the mother, taking care of the baby until authorities arrived. The hero has not been named, but of course, very, very great of her to spring into action there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Just about running out of time. WEAR getting underway right now. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Hour 3 coming up in about 10 to 12 minutes.